It is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt, good morning.
Morning. How are we all doing out there in the Neuron Land of Life?
Yeah, you have some amazing guests that come on here that have battled tremendous odds. And your whole message, tell everybody your message.
It's just to keep your head up even when it looks down, because things do get down, but it's not in your control. It's through your, it's what you, you know, it's having faith. But when you have faith, you got to have action, or else your faith is dead. It's not going to go anywhere if you don't do anything. That's why you got to just keep going, 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 and doing what you want to do to get it done.
You are the model example. Matt's going to be having a great, boat parade viewing party at his house and his dock tomorrow night. Who's invited to the party, Matt?
Well, pretty much most people from last year, maybe a few scragglers, but, you know, come on. Just don't be, yeah, me and your wife are going to go shopping tomorrow, and then it's going to, for the food, we're going to probably have pizza or something easy.
Yeah,
we can keep heated in my new oven.
The boat parade in Newport Beach, California is absolutely incredible, and so the Ames and I will be viewing it at Matt's house right on the bay in Newport Beach. It should be a lot of fun. I guess, let me give out Matt's phone number, and you can talk to him if you want to come on by. Free food and drinks.
Yeah, but I'm only going to charge a couple of people. You know.
I know where you're going with that one, but let's not say it on the air.
I know, I'm not going to say it on the air, but it's all right.
Yep, Matt's number is 949-375-1178. And the funny thing is that, no, I'm not even going to go there.
No, don't even go there. I'll let him in for you to see how it pounds his heart.
All right. Okay, so you want to introduce
our guest today is Joel's girlfriend, and it's just, she went through a struggle and it's not brain injury, it's cancer. She had to take care of her husband for 9 years before he passed away. And it's just, that's going to deal with neurons in your brain and your amygdala full of emotions.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce her.
Hello, this is Kim from, I forgot, Saddleback Mountainside by Joel Pipes area. Ready, set, go.
Oh, whoops. Oh, hi, Kim.
Hi.
You're there.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm doing great, man. Okay, now let's get to your neuron report.
Okay. So where do you want me to start?
Just start how it happened, how you found out, and then what it took and what it takes and what you need and what people need. Just a whole, you told me a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, it was a 9-year journey, actually, and I met my husband when I was in high school, and we had a 35-year-long marriage. He was diagnosed with lymphoma in 2008, and he ended up in a hospital stay for a 2-week hospital stay. They found out he had valley fever as well, which is a coccidia in your lung. So he was battling cancer and lymphoma and valley fever at the same time. It was a very big struggle, very agonizing and painful. And so he actually wouldn't take his pain meds because he had past addiction problems. And so by the time he took his pain medicine, it was so far gone, he was already agonizing in pain. He ended up doing chemo for probably 6 years, I would say, and battling the valley fever, which scars your lungs, by the way. And it mentally took a toll on both of us. I had to shut down emotionally to become his caretaker, just from all the pain he was going through and the ups and downs and all of that. So it was you know, a big struggle. We lived about 5 hours from the doctor's, so I would drive him, you know, at least once every couple weeks, once a month to do his chemo.
Where'd you guys live?
We lived in Arizona, and his doctors were in California.
Wow.
We actually ended up losing a house.
With the costs of his illness?
Yes.
How much, in the 9 years, how much did it cost?
As far as doctor appointments, he was on, by then he was, he had health care because he wasn't working. So he ended up, you know, getting health care through the hospital. So they were helping him with his bills. So he had the same doctors for about 9 years. So they all knew us when we came in. And he almost died a couple times. He ended up on one time he was in there for 2 weeks. But I spent the night with him. You know, I never left because I was afraid of what could happen when I left, you know, because his blood count was almost zero. And that's when they found the valley fever. And so I think that there's not really a lot of support out there for caretakers as far as I found. I would go and sit in parking lots and just cry, you know, because it was, I didn't want to show him, you know, I wanted to be strong and all that. But to mentally shut down, we were married 35 years. And the last 9 years was all of his sickness. So once he got, you know, free from the cancer and it was in remission and all that kind of stuff, he was going in for scans periodically and they found cancer again. And this time they were saying it was pancreatic. So he was being treated, but he was just too weak, you know, and sick to do all the chemos. And finally he went into the hospital. They put him on hospice, but he was in denial. You know, he didn't want to admit that, you know, he was at the last of his life. So he went into the hospital because he was in such severe pain that he couldn't get it under control. And basically the hospital, before I even knew what was going on, was giving him, you know, lethal doses of morphine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and they put him to sleep, basically. So by the time I found out, you know, what was going on, because I had tried to keep him alive for so many years, that I just, you know, broke down because I was, you know, thinking, oh no, what are they doing?
What would you tell people going through this experience?
I would have liked to find some kind of support during this experience, because not only the patient goes through it, but the whole family is going through it. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, without support, you're just drained. You know, your whole mental is drained.
Matt,
I stayed awake all night because, you know, he would be in pain or he would be afraid to go to sleep. And so I wasn't sleeping. He wasn't sleeping. We were just a mess.
Matt, it sounds very similar to you. The rest of the family and everybody is part of it. What would you tell Kim?
No, Kim, well, it's just you went through a struggle, and there should be more support groups for it, because that was a whole different thing. Usually there's caregivers that it's not the wife of the person. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and
they don't really take that job, but you did, and so that's what they should look forward. They should have that, because you're not the only one that does it. I mean, it's kind of rare, but there are people like you that care for it and do take care of their loved one.
I think what would have helped is if the oncology department, and, you know, and it was a big hospital, if they would have had some type of support they could have, you know, given to the family members, or had some kind of group, you know, to support you during the time, phone numbers, you know, because they concentrate on the patient, which is great, you know, of course, but they've got to remember that there's also family that needs support. So that's something that just needs to be out there.
You know, we got some texts. Ryan Kennedy says, this is a beautiful woman, very strong. And then also Racer Tate, find your faith through the Lord.
Yeah.
Kim, who is his guest on the show, talking about her late husband and 9 years of going through his cancer and Valley fever,
and I didn't even know what that was until I, you know, read up on it, but it's a coccidia in the dirt in the Southwest, and when your immune system's down and you breathe in the dirt, you know, say there's a dust storm or wind, or you breathe it in and it invades your lungs. It's a fungus.
All right. Matt, what would you say in
summation? How long ago was,
Go ahead.
How long ago did he pass away?
He passed away in 2017.
Oh, same as my mom.
This is you
went through a lot, you're doing a struggle. It's good how it affected your neurons with all the emotions, and you learn more on how to help people if it ever happens again, you know, with this, and you have the empathy for it when you meet someone that's going through it, you know. Right. And so I have, and my girlfriend passed away from breast cancer, and so that's the same type of thing, but she did it for a year, stayed here with me to block all my siblings from getting this, and then boom, she went. Her insurance was in New Mexico, like yours was Arizona, California. Hers was in New Mexico, and when she went back, she was stage four.
Oh my goodness!
I know, yeah, but she. Go ahead.
When they first diagnosed him, the way they found out was he was doing a routine blood test, and the doctor called and said, your counts are off of your liver, and so I want you to go get a sonogram. Well, he went back and did another blood test, and it came out normal. And I said, well, you should still go in, you know, and get it checked. And he went in, and they found a tumor the size of a baseball and a tumor the size of a golf ball. And they were wanting to dissect one of his lymph nodes, so he had to go in and get a little surgery, you know, to get a lymph node taken, dissect it to find out what's wrong. And they sent it all over the place. They couldn't find
it. For?
For the lymphoma.
Yeah.
And then they said, if you have any cancer, this is the one you want, because it's easily treated. And that when they started treating him, but then they found out he had the Valley fever along with it, so he was being treated for both of them, and it just knocked him, you know, out. By the time he passed away, they were draining gallons of fluid out of him.
Sounds like he's in a better place now.
Yeah, he was to the point where it was more of a mercy thing, because he was just done. You know, he was
just there. It's like we need to draw attention to it, like kind of like how I'm doing with coma people. They don't get the attention they deserve, but it's a whole different story. But yes, that was good, and thank you very much, Kim. That was great.
Oh, and you're
Joe
welcome.
Joel beat his office by 12 between 12 and 12:30.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Kim.
Yes, thank you, Kim. That was exceptional. And then, okay, well, hey, blessings, and I'm glad you can do all this. And your song should be High School Never Ends. You married a guy from high school, now you're dating Joel from high school.
Yeah. From junior high.
Wow.
Junior high. Yeah.
I tell the school guys.
Well, that's incredible that you can revisit a junior high love, you know, decades later. I love it. It's a great story, Kim.
That's our next one.
That's your next one when you do the next neuron report. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I know it says clean version of Outkast, so fresh, so clean. I'm going to have producer Eric check on it just to make sure.
All right,
Matt.
Go for it. Yeah, no big deal.
All right, so thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And if you guys go to my YouTube channel, I have another football video. Same plays, but mainly there'll be a few. And then what I'm doing now, my speaking and all that different stuff, you know. And then there goes the football. It's the golf tournament which you're in. And then I'm gonna have the new my new 2023 hydro bike from Catalina to here. What's it called when they run a commercial for a trailer? I have a trailer.
Yeah, Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. His website, positive-matters.org. I'm sure everything will be mentioned on your website too.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, if you go on the website, it'll be there, or my YouTube channel, which is Comadentials. No dash, just straight across. Comadentials. And
phone number
949-375-1178. And this is great. And go Chargers.
You know, I've got some bad news for you. Somebody just texted me. The coach of the Chargers, Brandon Staley, has been fired after yesterday's game.
No, I didn't see the game, you know, but I just heard you and you talking about it, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, 63-21, the Chargers were at the wrong end of that game.
All right, but we all have losses.
But the game that is the high end is Matthew Thomas and all the great stuff he does. Thanks,
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, and I'm going to have more football but it was just right in my peak, right before I hit college. But instead of BYU, I went to ICU, full ride.
All right, thanks, Matt.
All right, guys. Well, hey, we'll talk later. Peace.
See you, my friend.
Hallelujah. Bye.